died a long time ago, I think.
No, on this day in history. Oh. Not today. That's what I meant. It died today in history. In 1996, he died. Dies of cancer at 75.
Okay, I see it.
Yeah. So we should do like a happy death day on this.
Nothing like death to bring people together. Like I took them like death.
Okay.
I took a couple days off, obviously, because of my birthday or whatever, but I didn't know that that's what I was going to be spending my birthday on, is going to my cousin's, you know. It wasn't even a funeral. It was because they didn't bury him. They had a viewing, and then the next day they had a service. So I guess that's what it was, just a service. They're going to bury him later in Greeley. But
why Greeley?
It's, I guess, that's where his grandparents are. Or
yeah.
They may have a family plot. I didn't really go into details. I didn't, because I thought they had a plot here in you know, up north, but they going to Greeley. Anyway, so what was I saying? Fuck.
They were going to bury him later.
No. It was about death. Yeah, I took the days off, and I'm like, you know, I don't know how your work is, but they get like a thing that says, hey, an email goes to my boss, or yeah, an email goes out to, hey, today's so-and-so's birthday or whatever. And then they go out and they release it to everybody else. Hey, everybody, let's wish so-and-so a birthday. So
they do that for every individual? For everybody.
For anybody that has a birthday, you know, that's coming up. So my birthday fell on, you know. Yeah. And I guess they get it at the beginning of the week so that they can, like, warn them or whatever. And then I come back on what's Thursday. So I shared a birthday. I looked at the chat, and it said, you know, hey, Tony and – I don't even know his name. Tony and so-and-so share a birthday. But Tony's out of town, or Tony's out of whatever. But when he's back, let's lay into it, because I know he'd love it. You know, sarcasm or whatever. Which I was going to say, don't fucking bring it up, you know, but I forgot, you know.
Yeah, but you don't say that, because then they'll just do it worse.
Yeah, I know. So it's just like, I knew it was coming. Yeah, because I know he'd love it. And then, of course, I come back, and there's all these dings, happy birthday, da da da. And then I said, thanks, you know, nothing dramatic. But then she side emails me or pings me. She goes, hey, did you have a good day off? I'm like, no, I pretty much went to a funeral. And she's like, oh, man, now I feel like a complete tool.
It's like, well, she didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I didn't tell anybody. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's, and I says, yeah, he just died unexpectedly, and he just turned 51. And she goes, oh, I just turned 51. And then she's just like, I'm going to give you bereavement. I go, that's fine, man. I don't need bereavement. I mean, I got plenty of time, so,
yeah.
So no, you need bereavement. It's a benefit. I'm like, you know, when
that's true, you might as well take it.
Well, I'll take it when my aunts pass away, you know, like, because no offense, Mike, but I consider them, you know.
Closer.
So I'm like, nah, I'd rather just do this because I have so much and, you know, anyway. And then she's like, ah, and she's just all bummed out after that. But
great, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's what you get. That's what you get for calling me out. And I should have fucking said something on, yeah, thanks, everybody. I was busy going to a wake or whatever they're called, a viewing. But, yeah, my cousin passed away, and he died on a Friday, the day that I went to go see Panani Pazuzu or whatever. I can't even say their name. Panani, Panana. Apparently,
it's not that French man, is it?
No, they're Finland. And they apparently he died in the morning. He was supposed to go to a Rockies game with my other cousin, his brother, and he never showed up. And he never showed up to work. So they sent his girlfriend that he finally found the love of his life, apparently, and he was going to ask her to marry her, and da 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 da, and da, and she found him like face down, and it's just like.
That's how life is, though.
Yeah, man. You know,
like your friend that fucking died on her goddamn wedding day.
Yeah.
Trying to go back and grab something and turns around and gets smashed in by a fucking car.
By a drunk driver.
Yeah. Fuck.
Not even. And it's like, yeah, dude. So you never know when your number's up.
I don't want anything good to happen to me anymore. Because that's when you know you die.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you had your brush with, well, you thought you were having your brush with death this week.
All right. Should I go into that? Or wait till play the show?
Might as well go into it, dude.
Go into the intro?
Yeah, because we're going to talk about death. This was my death show. It was my birthday, and now it's a death day show.
Okay. 5, 4, 3. The reason why Murphy, RoboCop, is killed is because Kelly didn't back him up, because this is what happened. She ran into this, you know, this fucking baddie. He was taking a leak, and then he turns around and he goes, "Do you want me to zip this up?" And then she couldn't resist but look at his dick. And then he knocks her out while she's distracted. And that's why Murphy had to like deal with like multiple people and got fucking murdered. So because she couldn't resist looking at some dude's dick, her partner got killed.
Is this a theory out there, or you just noticed it?
No, that's what happens in the movie. Like, if you watch the movie, it's pretty apparent why she couldn't back him up, or she wasn't there.
I know, but do you think, is that a known like argument in the RoboCop
universe? I was watching like a reaction to it. So like someone pointed it out. I was like, you know, and I was like, yeah, why the fuck? Who backs up their partner and then goes distracted by just
they wrote it in. So somebody wrote that in and like, okay, you're gonna stare at his dick, you know, and then that way she's not. Well, I mean, it's obvious, dude.
Yeah,
like maybe it's an impressive cock, and she just like, okay,
yeah. But what kind of cop are you? Because at the beginning, they make her seem badass because this guy like starts creating a fucking disturbance in the station, right? And she uses her fucking like martial arts skills and shit and takes him down. Okay, so she's like portrayed as this badass, but you can't fucking like not look at a dick.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If someone like just this girl's like started like and whipped out her titties, of course you're like, oh shit,
that's different.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat. A new report suggests people bond over shared suffering, which means this podcast is basically a community service.
So, happy death day. Yeah, you are going to die this week, apparently.
Yeah.
Can
you guess who that was playing? I kind of want to get the album now.
Yeah. Is it something new?
No, they're from way back when.
Way back when?
Yeah, Celtic Frost era.
80s? Or
pretty much.
I mean, that's way back.
That's a big clue.
I mean, there's...
It was Corner.
Who? Corner? Oh, yeah. Is it the one of the new... The
yeah, it's a new album. But that sounds pretty cool, right? It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they actually played... Was that on Liquid Metal? No, they've been playing.
Yeah, I pulled that from Spotify, but yeah, that's from their new album. I think released last year.
Because they've been playing a lot of Corner, and they played. I've heard the new Propane. I heard
the new Propane's pretty good too.
I heard something else the other day that was like, oh, it was one of the legacy bands.
Yeah,
it may have been just Corner, but yeah, it sounded good.
Yeah. So to go into it, I had like May 25th.
Okay. So Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. I was looking for snacks. I went in my cupboard and I saw this like, you know, bag of pecans that, you know, was sealed and everything was fine. It looked fine. I opened it up and I grabbed maybe like one or two at most and I ate it and I was like, no, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, like certain nuts have like a little bit of a bitter shell and stuff. So I thought it was that and whatever. I was just, nah, maybe it's a little bit off, whatever. Just put it aside. I didn't want to eat anymore. Fucking like maybe half an hour to an hour later, my stomach was like cramping.
And you like ingested it. You swallowed it.
Yeah. And my stomach was cramping and fucking like spasming, actually. It started like having spasms. I'm just like, what the fuck? My back was hurting because my stomach was inflamed and my gut lining, all that shit was just going on. I was like, what the fuck? And then I just thought at some point, like maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours into it, I was like, man, what if I just die? I just fucking die from eating like one nut.
I mean, it could
I'm
be
not
like
even
a,
fucking allergic to nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's like a late stage in life type of allergy that you're unknown. But I've never heard of, you know, pecan allergies. There were peanut allergies.
Yeah,
but
well, that's the thing. I don't think it was an allergy. I also would have had different symptoms, you know. It was just like my, I had a weird spasm and all this shit. And then, like, I looked it up and they said, well, if it's bad, then it could cause this. But there's a chance it could have been, you know, it could have had some mold on it. It's like, maybe that's it. Maybe I just fucking ate mold, you know, and my fucking system is just going to break down slowly within the next 2 days. Like, I might not die right away. But it was going to be like a long, painful death. And I wasn't going to call anybody. I was going to like just lay there and die. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
it's like, I would have walked in.
I was making
in,
peace with it.
I would have walked in, saw your death. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take what I want.
Which is a lot. I have a lot of shit.
I would take the records and probably an amp since I don't have an amp.
At least take the record player. Better than yours.
Nah, I don't need one. I mean, mine still works. So I would just take the records that I need.
No guitars?
No guitars. I don't need any. And then I would call 911.
Dick.
No, I'd go home, drop it off.
Well, then I'd be dead. Couldn't do anything for me at that point.
Huh?
I probably would have been dead already for a while.
Well, I would have checked. I would have like knocked you. I would have gotten a stick and poked you and to see.
You couldn't. You wouldn't try to resuscitate me with like.
Well, I'd
mouth.
Poke you first. I'd like. I'd get some kind of. I'm sure you have a stick somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So I would check for a pulse. Yeah.
But you can tell when someone's dead.
Yes, you can. So if you look like you had some kind of color or some kind of life in you, then I'd call maybe. I'd try to wake you up and say, "Hey, man, do you want me to call?"
Yeah, but if I'm like stiff and fucking. Gangrene and shit. Not gangrene.
Yeah,
but
so
rigor mortis.
So it would have been Monday, and then I would have saw you today. So that's what, 6 days, right?
Yeah, that would have been long.
Yeah, 6 days. You would have started stinking.
Yeah.
So your neighbor, somebody would have smelt it. Maybe I don't know, man. I would have smelt it like opening a door. Where were you? You were in bed, right?
Yeah, probably.
Was your door closed? No, it wasn't.
No, my door's always open in bed.
Okay, all right. So I'm just trying to like go through the scenario of. I don't know, man. That's, well, unfortunately, you're still here, so.
Yeah, so happy death day to everybody.
Happy death day.
We're just reflecting on death earlier before the show.
Yeah, because my fucking cousin died. He was young-ish. I mean, he's not young to a lot of people, but to people that are our age.
For death, he's young.
Yeah, for death, he's young. And that's just to have to, man, just to open the door. You know, he was in a part, he just moved to Lakewood. And
just getting his life together. He found the love of his life.
Found the love of his life, and he started. He became like a manager for the city. You know, he was working for Denver.
Yeah.
And he got promoted really quick, and he was like a manager type person. And he was going to ask this chick to marry him. And
that'd be
fucked
up if he had the ring already.
Oh, I know, huh?
Oh. But they know? I guess they don't know.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. They probably wouldn't announce it.
After they like get rid of all this shit, then they'll probably find it later.
Ah, man. So, of course, you know, I'm told my boss that. She's like, oh, I just turned 51. Oh, man, that shit makes you just wonder. And I'm like, I know, man, because I was telling you that I work at home, man. And, you know, and I could easily just slip and just fall down the fucking steps, right?
Yeah.
You know, I could just trip and fall. I mean, I'd have to be super clumsy or whatever, I mean, but it's possible. I might have my hands full. I might be bringing up some dishes or something, and I trip on the fucking step.
That's how Bill's grandma died, I think his grandmother died. He was coming to visit her, and she got excited, and she started jumping up and down and like on the stairs or near the stairs, and she fell and died.
Yep. So live your life to the fullest, dude. I mean, seriously. I mean,
Tim Samaras died today in 2013.
Who's that?
He's an American tornado chaser, died from chasing tornadoes at 55.
Oh, shit. So he died...
doing what he loved. Is there... you think there's something to do that? Or do you think at the time of death, you're just like, fuck, this is stupid. Right before he dies. You know what I mean?
No.
Do you think...
like, was he in a fucking tornado? Did
it just says dies from tornado injuries. So I'm assuming maybe he got hit by something. Mm.
No, that'd be fucked
up if you were sucked up right in the middle of the
eye. You see all these people that are freaking, not all these people, but like these extreme sports people that die from like skydiving or, you know, they're riding their bike and they land wrong or whatever. They know what they're getting into, right? So,
I mean, I'm sure you know that that's, you know what always like haunted me? The idea of like, you know, when you're like helpless, right? Like the moments before, like the guy, the grandfather that was the patriarch of the Flying Wallendas, whatever. You heard about him, right?
Maybe.
He was doing one tightrope thing across two buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a little bit windy that day. He never fucking like flinched and shit. And I don't think he wanted to do it that day. I think it was windier than normal and he would have like normally called it off or something. But he's like, I'm just going to do it. He did it. Then you see him like kind of struggle. And he kneels down, and they said he never does that. And then all of a sudden he falls to his death. Gene Stapleton.
If I die, like if I'm the only thing that I quote unquote love is seeing live music, if I die in a mosh pit, that would be disappointing because I am kind of done with mosh pits, right?
Yeah.
I'm on the very edge of it, you know, and if somebody lands on me, like, okay, brush it off or whatever. But if there's some fucking dumb motherfucker that's just doing a windmill and just like clocks me with, or a skydiver, or what are the, not a skydiver, a freaking stage diver lands on my neck wrong or whatever. It's just, you never know what's behind you type of thing.
Or what if it was like you die like in a panic state, like at fucking Great White or some shit when something happens.
Yeah, or something like that. That's even worse.
And you get stomped on, man.
He died doing what he loved. Like, yeah, I like live music, but I don't want to fucking be burnt to death.
You got stampeded to death and then like, or inhaled too much smoke or something. Yeah, that's.
I think I would have been one of the first people out of there because ever since then, I was paranoid. You know, I like look where all the right. Even now I'll look for where the exits are.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I would, if I saw a pyrotechnic go wrong, I'm out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good for that kind of stuff. The only thing I'm afraid of, like, or not afraid, paranoid, is that the older venues that I go to, like the Bluebird or even fucking the Ogden or the Gothic on the balcony. What if there's just too many people up there and you never know if you got like an old piece of rotted wood or whatever, and it just like over time it just.
I wonder if it'd be better to like try to push your way towards like the back or the office and shit, or just like, hey man, where the fuck is the way out? Because everybody's gonna go towards the fucking main exit. You know what I mean?
Well, so of course, yeah, of course. I would go towards the back, like where the you know, where the band goes.
Yeah, I
would
go. That's back what there. I mean. Like go backstage and shit. It's like, hey man, where the fuck is the way out?
Yeah, that's what I would have done. And I don't care if I see like fuck you, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would be that way anyways. Like, all right, get out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
hopefully.
But that's my, I guess. The only way that I other die, if I eat something that's just like finally some fried food that just kicks it over my like closes my artery, you know, like, okay, this is the last freaking fried whatever.
What was his face from Into the Wild? Just died eating some fucking potato seeds or some shit and just starved to death.
Yeah.
Just in the bus.
well,
we don't know exactly, but that's the theory.
Yeah, that's the theory. But in the likelihood, I'll be in just years and years and years of unchecked diet, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yay, everybody. Happy fucking.
Yeah. So everybody prepare yourself. I'm going to try to I'm going to write my fucking will this year. I think I say that last year, but I have to because I have that lawyer. I'm paying for a lawyer. I might as well use it.
Right.
So. And that shit's easy. All you have to do is just say, yeah, I give all this to. If I die, you get my records. and all my posters, and you can't fucking sell it to like for your like, oh, I'm gonna go get a new drum set. You have to fucking like put it into like a savings account, an actual save. And I'm gonna put that in a goddamn will. If I die before you, you cannot spend it. You have to like get high
fine,
dollar
that's
for
fine.
It.
That's fine. I'll sell it like slowly and fucking methodically.
No, well, okay, all right, yeah. You could sell it as a lot or whatever. But Z won't take the time. But if you want to, if you're gonna do that,
no, I wouldn't be struggling for money. I'd just be like, okay, if he wants me to sell it and save up for, you know, just put it away, then that's fine.
That would be my only stipulation. Like if for my nephews, if I died before nephews and nieces, if I died before they reached 21, I'm gonna put a stipulation that they can't touch it until like they're 35 or at least, you know, smart enough that they're not gonna fucking blow it or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't get shit for my parents, you know. Maybe I got, when my parents died, they did. My dad was very irresponsible and he didn't have a life insurance, and when he finally did get a life insurance, it was only like $10,000, and had he lived like a couple years longer, it would have gone up to $100,000. But I didn't get any of that, so it was between me and my sister plus taxes and all that, so it was only like $3,000. $3,000 over 10, 20 years ago, that's gone, you know? That's so another friend of mine, his parents died, or his dad died and left him fucking shitload of money, and he opened up his own coffee shop. The guy that my godbrother, he has his own coffee shop in Texas. So
how's it doing?
It's doing good. He doesn't have to work a corporate job anymore, so you know, it's like
it's hard to go wrong with a coffee shop as long as you have it in a decent spot, you know.
He's in a college part of town, College Station.
Yeah, that's a good
so
part of town.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude.
So let's.
I was talking.
Are we done with death?
Kinda. I talked to George. He calls me on my birthday every fucking year, and so of course we talked, and then I was like, ah, man, da 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 da, like. It's like, when I die, I want to be shot into space. Somehow that got into, because he said something that he wanted to be shot in space. Going, yeah, I'm sure there's companies out there that'll do that. If you're cremated, I'm sure you'll be as a payload or something. And if there isn't anything, there will be. Like, I'm sure there's going to be like...
Who's that writer that Johnny Depp shot from a cannon?
Oh,
because of his wishes?
Yeah, Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, Hunter Thompson. Okay.
Yeah, like that kind of shit, you know? But, and I said, yeah, dude, if you're going to do that, spend all your whatever money you have left. Fuck your nieces and nephews. I worked for that shit. But, well, I can't put that at my will. If I die and then there's a company out there that, like, can shoot me into space, by all means, shoot me into space or make me into a record, because I know that's another thing. You could press your ashes into a record. But that's in England.
I want my ashes to be put in a bullet and shot at Michael Cera right in the face.
Oh, God. Swear to God, dude.
Just kidding, man.
I saw one of his movies, actually, like, as before I left up here, he was on a movie. I forgot what it was. So,
5 years ago today, Phil Johnstone, British songwriter, keyboardist, and record producer Robert Plant, dies at 63. Also, Gene Stapleton... What's her face from All in the Family?
Lemieux.
Claude Lemieux died like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Suicide.
It just shows that suicide doesn't matter how old you are, right?
Nope.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with just the current state of the world, man. It's depressing, dude. It's always been depressing, but it just seems like it's more so.
A lot of people are saying... Chester Bennington wasn't a suicide, but who knows?
I've heard that too. I've heard that fucking...
Oh, Spuds McKenzie died today.
No.
At 9 years old.
Okay. Spud, like, what year, though?
93.
Yeah, I remember it was... I do remember it was kind of a long time ago.
Yeah. So move on from death. We're done with death, right?
Sure.
That's who died today. Our fucking new segment.
Who died today?
Do a song.
I just did.
No, come on, dude.
Who died today? Will it be you? Will it be me? Who died today? Oh man. Yeah, it is depressing, dude. I mean, it doesn't, like, you can't fight it, right? So
yeah. Let's see. We'll do news articles after the break.
Break already?
Well, not yet. We got like maybe,
I mean, 10, I don't care.
10, 15 more minutes. You saw some shows, right? Or did something?
Like kind of what? TV shows or shows?
No, like live shows.
I saw Oranzo Pum. I saw, I think I already talked about that. I saw,
didn't you see, like,
I saw a movie. I saw a documentary. I saw the Blood Incantation documentary only because they were going to be there. They did a live question and answer.
You didn't see Nashville Pussy or some band like that?
Nashville Pussy.
Yeah.
Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, same That's thing.
Way, way different.
It's a state. Well, Nashville is a city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw the documentary, and I saw, and I got there early enough, and I saw the band hanging out, and I didn't want to be like, hey, dudes, oh, but I said, yeah, I'll dig your music, and that's it, you know. And I wasn't in my talkative self, but I was like, fuck, I should have brought my album at least, you know, and have them sign it at least.
But how do you just do that? Just bring a fucking album and just hold on to it for the entire show.
People were doing it.
Yeah, I guess. But
you know, if you have the opportunity to get the band signed and they were all there, why the fuck not? I just didn't think about it. You know, yeah. I don't know why the fuck I didn't think about it. But anyway, it was cool. They were cool guys. They played, and another reason I wanted to see the video of the tablet on the big screen, and they played the entire 20-minute video. I'm like, okay, that's cool, and that's another part of it. That was worth the price right there. Then after that, I saw Alabama Shakes on the 24th, last week, and fucking Brittany Howard, man, she's got some pipes on her, dude. Gosh, she's got such a good voice, and
so no one was playing on your birthday?
Nobody, nah. That was my cousin's thing.
Oh,
so
God damn, he had a funeral on your birthday?
Yeah.
That's pretty inconsiderate.
And it was as they were talking, my other cousin, the guy that gave the eulogy, he's saying, well, today is my stepmom's birthday. I'm like, oh shit, it's my birthday. And I told him afterwards, I didn't like scream out, so is mine, you know, during the eulogy. But I met all these cousins and people, friends, and Javier, and haven't seen in years, man. Fucking everybody's getting older, dude. Javier was always skinny, and he's getting older, and I think because he still smokes. Smoking just fucking fucks you up, man. And I think that's why a lot of people,
sometimes you stay skinny because you smoke.
Well, I mean, so, I'm talking about the skin, like just your wrinkles. Yeah. And
yeah, but you said he was getting fatter.
Yeah, he was getting fatter.
But maybe he's trying to quit smoking. Maybe that's why he's getting fatter.
I don't know, man.
Usually what happens when you try to quit.
He just looked old. He just looked older, you know. I don't know. And I was telling you that one of my friends from high school posted a picture of her dad that died when he was 53. And I showed you the picture, and he looked like he was in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
Or not 60s, but
looked pretty old.
It's like, do we just think that we're young still and act?
He looks like that actor. You remember the movie Stooge with Bill Murray?
Yeah, the one with the
yeah, he looked like the guy that froze to death in the fucking...
Yeah,
he looked like that guy.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Yeah.
But and he was probably 50-something too, because it was in the early 90s when that happened.
So yeah, that was my fucking fun week. It was fucking hell. It's still not over. I'm not like completely over it. I'm still kind of, you know, the stomach's a little gimpy and shit, and it sucks and whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody, man. Fucking food poisoning sucks ass. Ugh. It was one fucking little tiny pecan.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I'm pretty impressed, you know. And I'm usually like, yeah.
I had chicken like cross contamination like years ago, and I was trying to think back. I was like, what happened? What happened? I was like, oh, it must have been that, and that was miserable. But that only lasted maybe like a couple of days. This was like the whole week, and it was off and on. And I was like, fuck, man, just go away already. Fucking just, you know, work through this bullshit. But
yeah, that is nuts. And you didn't have diarrhea, I mean, which would flush you out.
Yeah, it's, you threw up, it was the once. Opposite, actually. Yeah, I threw up twice. I don't even remember the last time I threw up. Fuck, I can't. When was the last time I threw up? Yeah, I don't remember when the last time I threw up was.
Yeah, I...
Maybe when I last got food poisoning.
I threw up one time when fucking Ben put his fingers in my mouth. He'll do that shit. And I told him, like,
fuck, don't. I'd punch him in the fucking neck, man. That's stupid. Who the fuck does that?
Well, Ben. And I doubt you would punch him in the neck.
Doesn't matter, dude. Someone's going to put my...
Like, pretty sure you won't punch him in the neck. Because he's playing in his band and he's just rocking out. And then he just grabs you by the thing and pulls. And then he walks off and runs off to the next one. So then the next day I woke up and I'm like, oh, fuck, what the fuck? And I just, blah, and I threw up and I go, man, what the hell happened? And that's the only thing that I can think of. And I told him.
He could have also had something on his mouth and his fucking fingers and shit.
Well, I know. Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's why people say wash your fucking hands.
Yeah. Ugh, that's gross, man. What a dick.
Well, that's his move, I guess.
Yeah, but you make excuses for everybody.
I'm
man.
Just, if you want to go and punch him in the neck, I'd watch
dude,
him.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, this is stupid. Why do that shit?
I don't make excuses
for people that
I
do shit.
I don't know, man. I can't give you an answer. He would have to tell you.
No, I'm not saying the reason. I'm saying you shouldn't have to make excuses for people that do shitty things, man. Like, you know, hey, Dustin, what's up, man? You just made it. You know, we're talking about death and getting sick. I got food poisoning this week, and it sucked ass.
And my friend, like, puts his hand in people's mouths.
Yeah. Tony's, like, making excuses for him. Like, that's just Ben. He just does that.
I can't.
I get it, dude. I get it. But I'm still saying, fuck that guy. Because, like, if you did that, I don't care how long I've known you, whatever. I'm just like, dude, don't do that shit. It's fucking stupid.
Well,
you know?
First of all, I would never do that.
I'm giving you an example. You always go around.
And I know that, but at the same time, I even told him, like, dude, the last time you did that, you got me sick.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. You know.
And then he stopped after that.
No, he didn't. Well, doing it to me.
Okay.
But this was like years ago. This is like at least, I would say, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I just have a problem with people like making excuses for like, oh, that's just how he is. Like, that's why he is how he is. If more people stood up to him and said, dude, you're making people sick. It's fucking gross. You don't know where the fuck your hand has been. Then you might go, well, maybe that's kind of stupid. Because, like, that's, I have a problem with that shit, man. You should have people around you to tell you, that's annoying, dude. Stop that.
Yeah, I mean, he still does it, but he doesn't do it to me, but he still does it.
Yeah, well. I'm just,
and I can't go, hey, that's still doing it.
That's just my point, man. Like, if you do it enough, you know, someone's going to tell you to fuck off or
punch him
in the face.
Eventually, yes, he'll meet the wrong person. But I think also he does it to people he knows, which is
even worse.
Yeah,
anyway.
But what are you going to do, man? I mean, I've already made my things. Like, you made me sick.
We probably have time to play or do one news article and come back with another one. This popular fermented food may help flush microplastics from the body.
Dude, we're fucked.
Wait, let's do science news first.
Isn't that the... Science news with Matt and Tony. So much better than that religious
baloney. Science guy. News guy. And that black dude. Sorry, that was Emma's version. I played the wrong one. Okay, this is... This popular fermented food may help flush microplastics from the body. A kimchi-derived probiotic may help sweep dangerous nanoplastics out of the body before they accumulate in organs. Scientists in South Korea have discovered that a probiotic bacterium found in kimchi may help the body flush out tiny plastic particles before they can build up in organs. In lab tests, the kimchi-derived microbe clung tightly to nanoplastics, even under conditions designed to mimic the human intestine, where other bacteria quickly lost their grip. Scientists in South Korea say a probiotic bacterium found in kimchi... Oh, they just repeated that. Okay. Government-funded research institute under the Ministry of Science and ICT announced the findings under studying a strain of lactic acid bacteria isolated from kimchi. Nanoplastics are extremely small plastic particles measuring less than 1 micrometer, just 1/1000th of a millimeter. They form as larger plastic materials break down over time and can enter the body through food and drinking water. Because these particles are so tiny, researchers are concerned they may pass through the intestinal barrier and build up in organs, including the kidneys and brain. Fuck, yeah, we are fucked.
Yeah, dude.
Scientists are still in early stages of finding biological ways to reproduce nanoplastic accumulation in the digestive system.
It doesn't, I don't think it would, like, we're already so far along the lines of, like, being fucked already. Like,
so eat kimchi, everybody.
Yeah.
It'd be fucked up if the, like, but because the study was done in South Korea, it'd be fucked up if the kimchi, like, people that make kimchi were like, hey, man, we found something in kimchi that helps you get rid of nanoplastics.
Yeah, but I think we're screwed already. I mean, we're at a point of no return, basically.
Dustin says he's probably using his dominant hand, which means his wiping hand.
Probably, because he.
I use my less dominant hand.
I mean, he was already rocking at this point. You know, it's half the show. He likes to go into the audience, interact with the people, so he's probably already touching shit. He'll do it real quick.
I'd rather him grab you by the fucking nape of my shirt or something, you know? That's fine. Whatever. It gets fucking crazy. Why are you sticking your hand in people's mouths?
I don't have an answer. Yeah.
That's my move, dude. It's my fucking move.
It's his move.
Well, he's a meathead, dude. Sorry. He's a meat neck.
Meat neck?
Yes. That's what I call
you
the
saw
people.
You saw his band, that, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
did. I've seen him.
And I don't know, man. People have their things. And I do think if enough people say, dude, you probably, I don't know if I was the only one that got sick, you know, or even called him out on it or whatever.
Yeah.
But.
Or what if someone freaks out and accidentally bites his finger off or some shit, you know? Also, this is Kung Fu News. Do you have some Kung Fu News music?
I hope not.
Sing it.
Why would I have Kung Fu music?
Well, come on, do it.
No, dude. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. That one?
Yeah. Former head of China's Kung Fu Temple sentenced to 24 years, state media reports. The former abbot of a Chinese temple famed as the birthplace of Kung Fu has been sentenced to 24 years in prison and fined 3.5 million yuan, $517,000, for crimes including embezzlement and bribery, state media reported on Friday. Buddhist monk Shi Shangxin, 60, was charged in March this year after being placed under investigation last July. A court in the central Chinese province of Henan handed down the sentence, saying Xi had abused his role at Shaolin Temple to embezzle, misappropriate, and take and give bribes totaling about 300 million yuan over nearly three decades. Xi pleaded guilty and told the court he would not appeal, state media reported. Fucking, you can't even trust a Buddhist monk anymore, man. What the fuck? You
can't trust anybody, dude. At all.
This is like a Kung Fu movie. You know, like those abbots that, like the white abbot? You remember like watching old Kung Fu movies and like that guy with the... the long white beard.
Yeah.
Those are like white abbots, right? So there's always like a evil white abbot. And then, but in this case, this is kind of boring. He just gets fucking arrested. Like in the movie, he would have like the fucking champion of the peasant stock rise up and like, I'll take him on. And then he fucking does like a bunch of shit and builds himself up to be this badass Kung Fu guy. And oh, he has this weak point right, you know, at the back of his head, but no one can touch it. Or no, it's like usually like, underneath his taint or something, you know, it's like really hard to get to. I was, for some reason, they had the weak spot underneath the taint. And then like he finds a way to fucking, you know, attack his taint and then he kills him.
Taint attacker.
If you didn't watch old Kung Fu movies, none of that made sense to you.
Well, I remember the one, the seven deadly, whatever.
That's like the most famous old one. Yeah. Five Deadly Venoms.
And that dude that, like, he had skin, hard, rock hard skin, but he had just one little.
The toad.
Yeah, the toad.
They put him in an Iron Maiden and, like, you know, it exposed his weak spot or something, and then, like.
Is beneath his taint.
Yeah.
Or above his taint or whatever.
Protect your taint. That's the moral of the story today. Keep, like, some sort of iron taint.
Is Dustin at work, did he say?
I think he's always working today.
Yeah, he is always working.
Have you got any more celebrity dirt, dude?
Yeah, dude. Spill.
Elton John tell you to fuck off or something, and you're like, dude, what a dick. Elton John seems like he might be a cool dude.
Maybe. He might be a diva. He seems like he's...
You're just saying it because he's gay.
Well, I mean, have you ever heard his interviews?
Nope, I'm off today, thankfully.
Oh.
Oh. Cool. You get to enjoy today without, like, you know, whatever.
Without writing a strongly worded letter to your HOA.
Oh, yeah. How did that turn out? Did they, like, fucking bow and say, sorry, we'll give you this month's HOA fees off?
Yeah.
They never do that shit.
Yeah, no.
HOAs are fucking evil, dude. They're like, I didn't know about them until like I got into like owning a house and all that bullshit. And I was just like, fuck, man, these guys are fuckers, man. They can do anything they want. And like the state doesn't really regulate it, so they don't give a shit. They're like, you figure it out. And then like, so they give it, you know, leave it to like local shit or like them to govern themselves, which people, no one governs themselves fairly. You know, they always fucking like, no, you fucking do this and you're going to like it.
Fucking.
That's why you need to just murder everybody, dude.
What?
Just murder everybody.
Okay.
Don't do that. I'm kidding. I've read up on this sanctuary. I heard it from Linus Tech Tips. She actually admitted that the board didn't do a good job with making a good savings for fixes like streets and roads. There you go.
So your voice was heard?
Yes. Power to the people, dude. So this woman, Maya Higa, she, 20-something-year-old, when she started this in 2021, runs a sanctuary in Austin. And the whole point of it is that it's a sanctuary for animals that doesn't allow the public to come in. You view it online, and because of that, you can, or she does, they don't have to like donate any money towards, or you know, put any money towards like parking lots and gift shops and have like, you know, insurance things for if shit happens, or you know, just anything that's like the customer experience related, they don't have to worry about. So more money goes to the animals, which is a good thing, right? So it's online. It's called Alveus Sanctuary, Alveus. And so they have a YouTube channel, and they also go on Twitch, and they're very open about what they do. They always have like these business meetings, and they let you in on it. They stream the business meetings so you can hear what their plans are, where they're going to like put the money next. And they're going to have, beside the sanctuary, they're going to have an institute where they're like recovery. They recover, they help to animals to recover from, you know, just endangered species and then release them out into the wild. So that's what I've been watching while I was like, my stomach was like about to take a shit on itself.
Well, at least you.
And then she asked if I was interested in joining the board. Yeah, a friend of mine got convinced into joining the board. That's always what it is. They don't have the fucking like.
It's
the,
good for your resume.
The means to do this shit. So you fucking like end up taking your time to be like but if you're the only competent one on there, you're fucked, dude. You're going to be like, oh, so-and-so, this happened. Can you fix this? That's what happened with her. She kind of just like got, you know, bombarded with shit. We're just like, why can't you like handle this yourself? Cause I'm not like everybody. Yeah. I couldn't join anything like that because people would be like using me for just all kinds of bullshit.
Well, ever since I pay my dues, it's not HOA fees, but I pay my dues for the fucking stupid, like, what you call it? The garage sales that I do. I'm not doing it this year. So
yeah.
They always like, if you're interested in joining the, you know, I don't even, if it's not a board, but it's like some kind of committee or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, yeah, man, they'll give me something to do. But it's just me. You know, Z won't do it.
Every time I think about things like that, I think about the Parks and Rec fucking shit.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're just like fucking making stupid shit up. And you're like, oh, my God, dude, you're an idiot.
You know? Yeah, I can't imagine me being around those people.
All right, let's take a quick break. This band is the culmination of The Sleeping. I don't know if you ever heard of The Sleeping.
Have not.
And Coheed and Cambria. You've heard of them.
Yes.
This is called Held with a period at the end because, of course, and the song is called...
That's the name of the band?
Held, yeah.
H-E-L-D.
H-E-L-D, period. Don't forget the period.
Is it part of the...
It's part of the band, the name.
Okay.
And the song is called I and I Against You All.
He took off. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's way more important, dude. He's feeding the fish. And here he comes running up. He's running up. Well, I wouldn't say running. You're sashaying?
Is that dude, you suck at filling in time, man. You'd be the worst. Be like, okay, yeah, well, I'm here, and there's nothing's happening.
Okay, first of all.
Look, you've been back late, and I've filled in time before.
And
I just make something up.
That, exactly.
You have no imagination.
I don't.
You can't adapt to anything.
Well, that's a lie. That's pretty much all I can do. We didn't even do national days, dude.
All right, hold on.
Today is the national day of whatever the fuck it is, because it's stupid and so are you.
Oh, Dustin also said she also mentioned that the board has turned down some good budget plans that she thought would help. Why would they turn it down then?
So do you live in a condo or in a house or like a duplex type living situation? It's usually...
Yeah.
Because my neighborhood doesn't have a... HOA, yeah, but it doesn't mean that it...
No, yeah, there's certain neighborhoods that are like, I think, I don't know, does the age have to do anything with it? Like, if it's been around a long time? Yeah, the age of, like, the complex.
I don't know, man. I've never had to deal with it, and I don't really want to.
Yeah, you're lucky, dude. HOAs are... They're the kind of people that tell you, you can't have this on your fucking lawn, you can't paint your house's color, all that bullshit. Townhouse-style condo, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's good and bad to condos, because they take care of shit outside, but then, you know... You have to deal with that bullshit. And if they're cool, that's great. But when they're not, it's really bad.
Well, that's... Yeah.
You get into like lawsuit situations and shit.
Today's National Smile Day.
Did you smile today?
I smile.
Or did you smirk?
I smirk. That's more... If they had a smirk day, I'd be on top of that.
That'd be your day.
That would be... I would gladly...
Smirk sarcastically.
National Macaroon Day. I like macaroons.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
I'm sure you have.
Coconut?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you have there at some point in your life. Necrotizing facetitis. Facetitis a word. I'll read that.
Dying flesh?
Necrotizing facetitis. And it has a picture of a dude like holding his foot. So I don't know. National Autonomous Vehicle Day. That's got to be new. Because it just shows, like, what were those, Waymo, or what are those?
Waymo.
Explore more. No, that's a sponsored thing. National Speak in Complete Sentences Day.
These Waymos just drove into a fucking flood, so they had to recall a bunch of them, which is crazy. I mean, you're already scared and shit because you're at the mercy of this vehicle. And it drives right into a flood.
I wouldn't get scared. Unless it's on a freeway.
You're tentative, right? Because I don't think you could be
fully... Yeah, I'd be tentative, but I don't think it'd be like... Especially if I'm like in a small, like in the back streets, you know? I mean, sure, you'll get in a wreck, but I don't think it's going to be life-threatening. And if it is, then I can sue.
I don't know if I would take a Waymo if there was chance of flooding. I'd just call an Uber or some shit.
National Speaking Complete Sentences Day, which I'm guilty of not doing. National Utah Day. Who cares? Utah sucks. It's pretty, but it sucks. National Save Your Hearing Day, which I try, man. I try. And birthdays and events, which I had mine a couple on Wednesday. Yeah. At my cousin's freaking funeral.
Do you think it's inconsiderate of them to have a funeral on two people's birthdays that were at the funeral?
Well, the stepmom passed away, so she's dead.
No, but okay.
So let's find out what this necrotizing facitis. It's facitis.
Facitis or
facitis. Necrotizing Facitis Awareness Day shines a light on a rare disease that affects the soft tissue of the skin. We also learn about why it's important to treat necrotizing facitis appropriately and immediately to avoid rapid spread of the disease. Okay, what is it? It's a rare skin disease, most commonly believed to be caused by a group a strep. So I guess it's a strep type of thing.
Dustin, wish you happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Dustin. No one else did. Actually, Adolf did late, and so did your brother because of Adolf. My sisters fucking forgot for the second year in a row, which I don't bring it up to there.
That's pretty sad.
You know, I don't care. You know, I'm not fucking
even
five.
Afterwards?
No. I used to get them all guilty and say, dude, you forgot my birthday, but I don't care anymore. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine, but it's not.
Do you get offended?
I'm one of those people that wouldn't get offended if they genuinely forgot, but if they kept doing it, I'd be like, come on, man. You just like send it like once every fucking few years at least. You know what I mean?
Okay, a few years. I mean, I fucking forget people, and I blame fucking Facebook, man, because that's just, it's a cheap way to like, oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Like, you don't remember my birthday. If the only way you remember my birthday is because of fucking Facebook. So that's why I took my birthday out, you know, so that if you remember, cool. If you don't, then that's fine too. Because you're supposed to know. Most people, like my auntie, she has a birthday around the same time. So necrotizing, it's basically a strep on your flesh. Strep, you know, like strep throat.
Oh, but can it spread throughout your entire body?
Yeah. It can affect everyone, including healthy people. A small cut can happen to anyone and become infected with this bacteria. The bacteria can enter the body through other wounds too. Burns, bites, punctures, and even surgical incisions. So basically it's necrotizing and it rots away. Yeah.
I saw this one thing where this guy, this couple, rented this really badass new type of like hotel where it's like underwater, right? So it was like this gorgeous day. It's beautiful, like, you know, Caribbean fucking, you know, landscape and shit. They're having time of their lives. He was gonna propose to her, and can you tell that's gonna get dark?
No.
She was inside, and it's one of those rooms where like you can see it's underwater and you can see all around, right?
Okay.
So he went scuba diving to like propose to her, and he did it with like a little sign, and he kind of got her attention, and
I may have heard of this.
Yeah. So she saw it and said, oh my God, she's so happy. And she went up the stairs to go greet him up, you know, and then he got swept away. She never saw him again.
Yeah. I think I heard about that.
Like, what the fuck?
That's he dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Maybe marriage is the fucking like the death knell.
Just kidding. Or not. I don't know, man. But my fucking cousin, man, he was like even joking about like taking her last name.
Yeah, you missed it, Dustin. His cousin passed away just like suddenly, and he'd just fallen in love and was gonna ask this woman to marry him. Yep. And then he died.
He was gonna go to a Rockies game that day and with his brother, and
life is awesome.
It is. That we dedicated the first half to death.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about your friend who died on her wedding day, going back home because she forgot something.
No, we talked about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we didn't do it today. But that's the most tragic. I'm just like, oh my God. Just imagine you're the groom and you're waiting like, oh, what the fuck? She's late. You know, she's,
well,
something happened.
Pretty sure that he found out before all that.
What do you mean?
Like he found out the second, the month, the instant it happened. I'm sure he was one of the top like people that like they called.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like that. I'm sure there was a time between when she passed, when the cops got there, and then they had to notify him. Right, that time. There's still time, you know.
Yeah, but
for him, he probably would have thought she's just going back to pick up something real quick.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I mean.
I don't know what they're. Yeah, if they were living together or whatever.
Yeah,
which I'm sure they were at that point. Yeah, I'd see, and who knows if, and that's another thing. It's like, well, she had kids. She had two kids. So I guess she had her own like apartment / house or living thing. So if it were up to me and Z, I mean, at least she would have to like, the only thing that I'm afraid of is if I like you know, pass out, and I hopefully she's there. You know, it's like, okay, well, shit, you know, call 911 or whatever. But if she's not there, then it's going to be up to me, and I have to like undo my fucking phone and like, you know, and even then, I
probably don't know what kind of strength you're gonna have.
Yeah, exactly.
Motor skills. You're
yeah,
gonna have.
Exactly.
Like, all right, fuck, come on.
It's like, okay, get your shit together, dude. You know,
get yourself one of those life alerts, dude.
I know. It's like I've fallen and I can't get up. That's. We joke about it. It's gonna be. If I'm gonna be working at home until the day I die, I'm gonna need that, right?
Because. Yeah.
And even then, who knows what his thing? According to the doctor, he said it was quick. You know, so. Either his heart exploded and he just went dunk, you know, and just collapsed.
A lot of people have heart conditions they don't know about so much like John Ritter, you know.
Yep, same thing.
He had like micro tears in his fucking heart and he just fell asleep and did wake up.
Yep. That's how I want to go.
Ricky Gervais said something like, if you knew for a fact that you would just fall asleep and you die, you could live your life with no issues, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? Like if you knew you were going to die in your sleep peacefully for a fact, then you could just like not worry about any crazy shit.
You know, you could just, and no pain.
Yeah, no pain. You just fall asleep. It's like, okay, well, you might have a nightmare from hell, but who knows? Okay, let's do a quick game.
That would suck. You're in a,
all right, we're over death, dude.
You're in the middle of a badass dream, and all of a sudden, it just continues.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it.
I wonder how real that is. We're just like, oh, he died peacefully in his sleep. But then you're like, what if you're like several minutes of clutching your chest and writhing around like, oh, my fucking God, you know? And you shit your pants, and you're laying in a fucking pool of your own shit and piss.
Wow.
And he died so peacefully.
I don't know, man. I don't know how likely.
Am I being morbid?
Yeah, I don't know about the shit in your pants. Maybe that's when
you have a death shit, dude. You squirt a fucking little nug out, I think. A death nug.
Maybe, unless you took a shit earlier. I don't know.
I think you always have a death nug waiting to be released. That's kind of poetic. All right, let's do a game.
I'm looking it up, death nug.
I just made that term up. I don't think there's a death nug. Just okay, do death shit. Yeah. While you're looking it up, you were talking about the new wave of British heavy metal the other week or whatever. So I figured we'd do have a game to see how much you know about the new wave of British heavy metal.
Okay.
So get
so
your
I need to get some
yeah, get your markers and shit out. Dustin, do you know anything about the new wave of British heavy metal? Do you know one band? You have to know at least one band.
Is Motorhead considered?
Yes. I didn't do any like super mainstream ones, but these are all names that you should have heard of already at some point.
Okay. Did you make like 10 million of them?
Just 10. Okay, here's number one. Actually had this album. Okay. Number two.
Okay.
Number three. And I went to their Spotify and I picked like the most played song just in case, you know. Okay, this is number four.
Okay.
5. Number 6. Okay, number 7. No cheating, dude.
Then I don't know it. Okay.
Number 8. Okay. Number 9. Okay, number 10. Okay, what do you have for number 1?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. The cover had like a samurai in the corner and a flag.
I mean, a Japanese flag, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Loudness?
No.
I don't know.
Tokyo Blade, Night of the Blade.
Yeah, I would have never 2. Got that. Was that Saxon?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the song was.
Denim and Leather.
Okay.
Number 3?
I was going to say Budgie.
No.
But it's not. Is it...
Think of a new wave of British heavy metal. You know probably the names are swimming around your head. This is one of the longer names, and it's one you've heard fucking 1,000 times.
Witchfinder?
No.
I don't know.
Tigers of Pantang.
Oh.
Number 4? He sings for a pretty big fucking group now.
This he? One.
Yeah. Like the most, one of the most famous metal groups out there.
Iron Maiden?
Yes.
That was Iron Maiden?
No. Who was
but the... Samson?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and number 5, this one. If I gave you the song that they're known for, there's not even any fucking competition.
Which, Am I Evil?
Yes.
Fucking.
You still don't know?
Something Head, Diamond Head.
Yes, and numbers, this one.
That's Metallica.
But who's the...
That's, that one's Budgie.
Okay. And then number 7?
I
think you mentioned these guys like months and months, maybe last year or some shit.
Except?
No, Satan.
Oh, okay.
This one?
That was Satan. That one sounds familiar. I don't know, though.
Raven.
fuck you. I was going to say Raven. No. Okay, I have Raven later, so that's you okay. didn't repeat any.
Right.
Okay.
Who's this?
Did Metallica cover it?
No.
Did they recover this band?
No.
Then I don't know.
Sweet Savage. Warbird.
No. Shit. Okay, no.
And then this one.
This is what I thought was Raven.
Nope.
Riot?
That was Grim Reaper.
Oh.
Fear No Evil. I thought you would have got that one.
No.
Because of the guitars.
Well, that's, yeah, that's why I thought it was Riot, or not Riot, Raven, but then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much harder than.
So you're.
I should listen to more British, like, new wave.
New wave of British heavy metal.
Because some of it's actually pretty good, man.
Diamondheads, their recent shit is still pretty good, man. We heard that the other day, remember? We, like, listening to, like, some Diamondheads, like, this is still pretty decent.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, a lot of the legacy band, like, Satan.
Yeah,
there's some of their shit's like better now than the stuff that they had back then, or at least only because I'm more familiar with their newer stuff. But
right, let's go straight into who's shittier because we got time on a time crunch.
Who's shittier? This band or that band? Who's shittier? Who's shittier? This band or that band?
This is B B B E A B E A with Escape from God.
BB. 's already on to a good start.
By good, you mean bad?
Yeah,
pretty rough.
I mean, it's
kind of sloppy.
It is sloppy and it is grungy and it is one dude. I bet
This is Pup by Seals. Seals. Just kind of boring.
It's noise rock, though.
Yeah, this is XYZ God by Sound of Sky. Slow intro. Dustin says, was that musical? Yeah, same. Was that music? Not really. But noise can be anything, right? You could just fart in a fucking microphone.
Music is subjective.
What the fuck is with the song? Oh. Ugh.
Yeah, no. Fast forward.
This is shit. This guy won.
Yeah, he's boring.
That's dog shit. Okay, last one though. Let's just see if this is even worse. This is Biting the Hand by Mineshaft, spelled MEINSCHAFT.
They got merch. Oh, and they're from Denver.
Yeah. I forgot that. They've got a CD, vinyl, fucking, yeah, they got all kinds of shit. What the fuck? Oh, no, this is different bands. It's one of those things. This band doesn't have anything. Nor should they. Go work at this record label, dude. Terrible. This one is worse though. XYZ guy.
Yeah, XYZ.
That one won, they won this week. That was complete dog shit, as usual.
Yeah, jump into freaking what you call it, because it says we have 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Or unless that was Dustin that said that.
Oh, this thing just popped up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do fucking factor crap. Fuck, where is it? Speed round.
Yeah, I was going to say. The word club in club sandwich is an acronym for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to see how fast sperm goes into my face.
The word club in club sandwich is an acronym for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Fact.
Yeah, that sounds like fact.
Right, Dustin. There's going to be a pause, but try to answer quickly. This fucking new time shit is bullshit, man. He says crap.
It is crap.
Damn it.
The mayo, oh, you mayo overreacted when you hear the truth. The club sandwich originated at the Union Club of the City of New York in the 1880s, where member Eli Goddard was credited with creating it. Interesting. Question number two. According to official boxing rules, all female boxers must have a negative pregnancy test 14 days or less before they fight.
If you're eating it like you're sucking dick.
Okay.
According to official boxing rules, all female boxers must have a negative pregnancy test 14 days or less before they fight.
I say fact.
Fact.
You don't want to punch a little fucking, you know.
Maybe you do.
That's this fact, too.
It's fact. Only two at a time in the ring. Question number three. Since 2007, at the end of the holiday season, an iconic Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree has been donated to the Habitat for Humanity and repurposed to provide lumber for homes.
I don't think Jerking Off is going to make it to YouTube.
I don't think what?
I don't think Jerking Off is going to make it to YouTube.
Jerking off.
Yeah.
Since 2007, at the end of a holiday, since the end of the holiday season, the iconic Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been donated to Habitat for Humanity and repurposed to provide lumber for homes.
I hope so. I say fact.
I say fact.
Dustin says fact.
It is fact. Guess crap, you'll be sorry. It's a fact, and the lumber is branded with the year and trees served as Rockefeller Center Christmas centerpiece.
Okay, let's do a couple of these.
Dustin, your fucking question is gay. Emma, your question sucks more dick than everybody else's.
Okay, go ahead.
Gets me every time. During the dynamic period of China, silver chopsticks were used by the ruling classes, who believed that the chopsticks would turn black if they touched poison food.
Don't worry, honey. I've got plastic in my testicles.
During the dynamic period in China, silver chopsticks were used by the ruling classes, who believed that chopsticks would turn black if they touched poison food.
I say fact.
That sounds fact.
I think that might be true. Dustin says fact.
It is fact. Death detectors.
Okay.
Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5.
This may be the fastest we've ever gone through these. 11 of America's states chose the African violet as their favorite house plant, a plant that blooms year-round.
I mean, I guess. He's like, all right, I'm going to eat some noodles, coat his tongue in whatever he's coating it in, and then fucking like go to town on her butthole.
11 of America's states chose the African violet as their favorite house plant, a plant that blooms year-round.
I say crap. Dustin says crap.
It is crap. Oh, I
didn't. What were you thinking?
I was thinking fact. Actually, okay. Yeah, I was thinking fact.
Good for being honest.
Huh?
Good for you for being honest.
Yeah, I know. The succulent evergreen perennial aloe vera is the favorite amongst 11 of America's states, a plant that can survive over 100 years. Now that's an evergreen.
Yeah, we actually have like a few more minutes. I think we rushed too much, but that's fine. That's cool. Yeah, we're done. We have just enough time for a fucking outro. Thanks, Hank, for hanging out, Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin, thanks for hanging out.
Hope your HOA goes well.
And I hope you join the board.
Yeah, join the board. Well, I don't know how much free time you have.
Join the board and have them become like roadies.
Join the board and then like embezzle some money.
Join the board and then make sure that they listen to Millennia.
Yeah, make that like the fucking... Start with Millennia for like the opening song at the meetings.
As you walk in, like your intro music.
Yeah, and then like have CDs on the side to like sell as they come out.
And then make everybody do cocaine, a line of coke before
what
the meeting.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, man. That's what rock stars do.
Okay, sure.
All right,
man. Thanks for hanging out. This is the new Periphery with Everyone Dies Alone. Right, Blader.
Perfect.
Sure what I'm supposed to feel, still holding on to the life we know.